Okay.
Hold on.
It's giving a Leo.
Hold on. Okay. It's giving a Leo. Yeah. I get Taraji P. Henson all the time. I'm like, I don't feel like that one is it, but I don't know. Maybe so.
I can see that one too. I can see that one.
You can see that one?
Yeah, I can see that one. I can see that one. I let them rock with that one.
You let them rock that one? Yeah. I mean, I like Taraji, so I mean.
Yeah, Taraji is a queen, so that's a big compliment for somebody.
Right. I was like, I like Taraji. I think that's the best right there.
Oh, yeah. They already. That's cool. Yeah. You good. They were already about to go crazy.
All right, let's get it.
I said a live stream this shit.
All right, let's get it.
I asked you, did you see that the documentary, The Tinder Swindler? I want everybody to watch this shit. This shit got to be the funniest, saddest shit you ever seen.
No, I haven't. I don't even know what the Tinder Swindler or whatever that is. What is that?
It's a documentary on Netflix. This guy, he goes on Netflix. I mean, he goes on Tinder. And you know, he builds up an image that so look like he just the most ballin'est dude you ever seen in your life. And if you Google him, he's saying like he the son of
he done got himself on Google?
Yeah, he didn't.
Dang, how you finesse Google?
He saying, I mean, you know, Wikipedia, you can switch that shit up like easy.
Okay.
So he presented on Google as if he a son of a diamond billionaire. So, and then you go on his Tinder, like he balling.
He got lined up.
Yeah, he having.
I'm done. That's what I'm saying. I'm more of an old school me in person. Like I'm cool with a little conversation here and there, but like really just falling in love over the online.
Recording
like,
in progress.
I don't know. It's this generation that scared me.
What, falling in love like meeting somebody online?
Like meeting somebody online and then meeting up with them. I don't know. I'm not just the biggest on that, but. It's such a social media world, it's kind of hard not to. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, that's typically where we do our most interaction. But I don't know. I like to kind of push up and see what you really got, because people can portray anything online.
Yeah, exactly. So you old school. You got an old soul, huh?
I do, though. I really do. Like, I'm nothing of this world. I'm especially this generation. Like, it's so trendsetty. Like here today, gone tomorrow. I'm nothing like that, like, at all. Very old school. I mean, a lot of the new ways, these new generational ways are, you know, necessary because the times is changing. So it's like, you know, it's cool. Like it's good. Technology is evolving, so it's good in that aspect. But just as far as just the social and the like, how easy it is to be accessible online. Just all that. Like I'm not. That's not me. Mm-mm. I'm not gonna get with that. I can't get with that. I'm more of a, I don't know. Leave some to the imagination. But
yeah, you a strong believer in what you just said, imagination.
Yeah, like I'm just not gonna give it all to somebody that ain't even asked for it. Like you doing way too much, like for nothing. Like
So you saying you want them to really like apply that pressure?
Like for real, and I'm not even talking about just like I'm really trying to see what you about. Like, how are we gonna be able to be conducive to each other in this partnership? Like, how are you gonna be able to service me? Is that just compatibility because you like me and you like what I look like, or are you able to really just, like I say, be conducive to my purpose, why I was created, what I'm doing? Like, are you able to, I don't know, just something more than just the obvious? Like, of course you can link up. We can chill, and you gonna vibe. We gonna vibe out, like you know what I'm saying. I can do that with everybody. Like I'm a cool person. I'm a genuine person. I got a nice vibe. You know what I'm saying. Cool ambiance. Like people come in the house, like food, whatever. But it's like I want way more than that. Like I want way more than that. I want somebody I can sit up and talk to all night about, I don't know, just anything like that, intimacy, without necessarily even doing much. So I don't know, but I do know.
Nah, you know.
But yeah, I know for sure, but I don't know. It's probably a few people that maybe they relate to. Maybe a lot of more people. I don't know. Hopefully, I can surround myself with more like-minded people this coming year.
And that's a superb thing. Like, I salute that out top, that you even just know what your heart desires. You know, you're not confused, yeah, and you're not gonna take yourself through unnecessary situation and drama and waste your time. Like, you actually value, yeah.
I mean, because we done been there, we done that. And what purpose has that served us? Like, a lot of times we putting ourselves through all these things, but it's like in vain. You know, anything that I'm going through, I'm hustling for, I'm working hard for, I'm sacrificing for, I want that to be for, you know, for a purpose. So at the end, it was for something. I'm not trying to be doing nothing for nothing, you know?
Hey, nah, man, because, like, we grown. Ain't nobody got time to just be out here just messing with anybody just because we lonely at the time. Or, right. That's not the move.
Right, because you can be lonely with somebody right next to you. You know what I'm saying? So,
so
you can attract what you desire truly and naturally, and you ain't got to do nothing but just be you. Cause people gonna feel this shit, and if they don't, then they ain't for you.
So, what was the last situation that just sprouted up in your life, and you had to figure out the hard way that it wasn't for you, versus you instantly seeing those red flags?
I mean, for me, and probably a lot of us, I think we can be honest with ourselves and probably say we seen the red flags. But we were just so for the person, so in love, so whatever the case may be, that we just looked over those red flags, and, you know, it cost us whatever it cost us. But my last situation, yeah, it's just crazy, man, because that situation is just, I feel like it's still unfinished. And not necessarily, like, we don't talk like that. We haven't had like any type of sexual intercourse. I'm actually celibate or whatever the case is. So it's like that situation, like it's like I knew, like early on, I knew that it probably wasn't going to be this fairy tale of which I wanted it to be. But that's not even all on him. Like, I was young, you know, doing things, he was young doing things, so we really grew through the process. But I don't know. I guess I could have left it alone early on, but I don't know. Like, I really feel like it was necessary. Like, I learned so much, I grew so much, I evolved so much. Like, he opened my eyes to so much. Like, I really feel like it was supposed to be how it was supposed to be. So, I don't know. To answer your question, the last situation was with my ex of how many years? 7 years? 8 years? Literally my bestest friend, and still really kind of is. We just are in two different spaces and places. I feel like that I have matured so much mentally, and I can't wait for nobody to catch on. Like, I keep selling you the sauce, and you just not, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to wake up to it. You so stuck in how you used to, you know what I'm saying, maneuver in that old way and lifestyle, but you knowing that it ain't fulfilling you knowing it's not giving you nothing, yet you still don't know how to transition over. You know, but you don't know how to actually act in what you want to do, what you desire. So it's just, I don't have time to wait. We don't have no time to waste. Like, I know exactly who I am. I know exactly the type of man I want. I know exactly the type of person I want to procreate with. And if you don't know yourself, I can't teach you yourself. Like, I can't tell you yourself. I can't keep trying to show you all these things of which I feel like you are, if you don't feel like that for yourself. And so it just got old. I just got tired, you know?
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, and so I'm ready for new, and just I'm healed. I'm way, way healed out there. Like, it's old, but it's still just, it's fresh, because we never really just had that closure, because you always just kind of waiting to that ticking boom, hoping that the person just wake up. And 9 times out of 10, it don't, it just don't happen that way, you know? It just don't. So I had to let it go, and I'm happy, and I'm whole, and I'm single, and I want to be courted by a man, not dated, courted. You don't know what that means? Look it up. So yeah.
Yeah, you old school for real. Hey, check. And hey, can't nobody be mad at that though.
Yeah, I hope not. And if you are, that's, you know, kudos to you.
Cause they, like they say, anything worth having, you know, you got to work for it.
Right? Cause I'm all 10 about mine. Like, I apply pressure. Anybody that has dated me romantically, behind the door, in front of it, like, you know what I'm saying, have always known that. Hey, just because she, like, it's pressure. I'm cooking. I'm praying over you. I'm covering you. I'm asking you how your day was. You know, I'm catering to you in more ways than just sexually, physically, and, you know, like, actual mentally. Like, okay, what is it that you want to do? Why are you triggered by this? Okay, did you have a good relationship with your dad? Like, you know what I'm saying? Asking questions that men typically don't, you know, really get to get asked, or people really don't even care about, because we always look at them as providers, and they are, y'all are providers, and I do want my man to be a provider, but also, you know, I'm bringing just as much. So it's just like, I don't know, I play my role as a female, you play your role as a male, and we gain this partnership, and we're just of service to each other, and we just, I don't know, procreate conducive kids that are be able to, you know, go out here and flourish in society. Like, I want the whole nine. Like, it's not just about she fine. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, and then what?
Yeah, like, what going on after that? What we doing?
What's going on after that? Like, it's so many beautiful women in the world. Like, it's so, I see them every day, and it's just like, okay, but then what? Like, so many handsome men. Like, but then what? Like, you know? I love a mentally stimulating person. And a God-fearing man, that's the only way you're going to be able to be close to me, is getting close to him. But, you know, outside of that being forefront, somebody that I can have conversation with, somebody that I can talk to.
You about to have all these dudes going to join a church next Sunday. Going to be trying to go live and shit.
Do what you got to do.
Just look. Yeah. Gonna be inviting you on the live to see the. He gonna be getting dipped in the water on live. Check
runners. Right, man, and I'm a good person of discernment. Like, I have a very good discernment. God speaks through me, so it's rare that you're gonna be able to sneak your way next to me. Like, nah, I'm on all 10, and I'm not anxious for anything. So I'm very content with myself, the space I'm in, the energy that God has allowed me to create, you know, in my sanctuary. And, like, I don't know, it's just gonna have to be a hell of a man, like a hell of a God thing, man. It's just gonna be so different. Like, I'm nothing like I've ever had. Definitely nothing like I've ever had. All
right, and you gonna find what your heart desires due to the fact that you not even like trying to be thirsty to get it. You know what I mean? It's gonna actually get a chance to come to you.
Yeah,
and
I believe it.
And that's the I feel like they're the best kind of blessings, the unexpected ones.
Right. Yeah.
You know. So how life is in Dallas, man? Because I miss Dallas. I ain't been there in so long. Like, what? Tell me about your Easter.
Dallas. Easter was cool, other than the fact that we all know Jesus rose on that day. I'm not into like the bunnies and all that. Like, I don't know, I probably won't even get into
it. Y'all ain't cook out though, all that, you know. Yeah,
what? I mean, like, a little cookout, cool. I'm Southern, so you know, we always down for a cookout, but I don't know. I had really just forgot like it was even something to do yesterday. So I ended up sneaking out to my, or what, Sunday, so 2 days ago. So I ended up sneaking out to my mama's house, or whatever the case may be. She lived more down south or whatever. So I traveled down there, chilled at her house, ate a little meal, swooped by my best friend's house, ate a little meal there. And I came back home and got to do some work. I need to do some work for school. And life in Dallas, it's cool. I'm a homebody. I'm a loner. Like I say, it's, I'm not really with people a lot other than, like, my family and my closest friends, which I consider family. I've known all my friends literally 17 plus years. So it's like, I don't know. I just really, I love being with me. Like, I'm my favorite company. So it's like kind of hard to compete with that. Like, people invite me places and it's like, it's not that I don't want to go because I'm in the chair. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be out. Like, if it's somewhere I want to go, just to come. But it's hard to compete with me. Like, what can you offer me that I can't offer me? You know? So it's just like, and then I don't really just even try to just frequent around a lot of people. You know, I don't, I'm not just friendly like that. Like, I'm friendly, I'm sociable, but in a certain space. Like, you know, I like to pick the space that I'm in. And typically, like, at a club or a night bar, you're going to get a whole bunch of people that are kind of there for, you know, one thing. The nightlife part, like, and that's cool, but I've done that. Like, I hopped off the porch at 15 doing all that, you know, before we could or we were supposed to be doing it. So now it's just, I be on some whole other.
Yo, you focus, man. You like championship fight focus.
Like, I'm for real. Like, do not put me in the ring. Like, oh God. <'Cause it's>, hey.
Nah, yeah. Ain't nobody life there lit. Trying to see no.
Life lit. I ain't gonna lie. My life is lit.
I don't know what they told y'all. I seen the tickety talk talk.
About Wheelchair Bay or whatever y'all want to call me, whatever. World Star College,
Church,
but hey, my life is
lit,
literally way more lit than most. So,
you was on World Star too?
Yes, it's crazy because, like, y'all, I had like 100 followers on TikTok like 4 weeks ago. I'm at like 20K on TikTok, and like some guy had took me off my TikTok. I had posted a video one night or whatever, just on some random, like, I'm just I ain't got nothing to do. People always talking about going viral on TikTok. Let me just post them. And I get to posting the video. I wake up the next morning. This dude done reposted me on Facebook talking about some, what he say, baby, I don't see no wheelchair or something like that. And it had them got 300K views on Facebook. Like, World Star had picked it up. You know, we did this thing there. I don't really just even go back and look at that. Like, I'm not a person that even really cares about that attention. I just want to build my platform so I can shine my light and just, you know, shine God's light more over. But yeah, so that had done went viral. World Star, then my like I said, my TikTok had done went up 20K followers. So yeah, I'm just building my platform so I can really just get out here and show the girls what it really is to, you know, live and just be you naturally. Like, no add-ons, no takeaways, just everything that God has put in you naturally. People love, like, for real, people need that. Like, you wasn't, it wasn't by chance. Like, you was put here for a reason, a specific reason. And I'm very methodical about, like, you know, my reason and my purpose and how I want to just really make it, like, the biggest thing ever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people get so caught up in what the world feels and what the world deems successful, but not even getting to know your maker and getting in that quiet space so that you can, he can formulate your thoughts and renew and reprogram your thoughts, because we're so of this world and that's not real. You know, it's so, like I say, here today, gone tomorrow. And people, you know, you get on Instagram and it's, your emotions be up and down, and you now you insecure about your body because you looking at women on here and you seeing your man like and stuff. Like, it's just so consuming, and it takes away from your natural ability to think on your own and like what you truly like and love what you truly love, because you so worried about, okay, if I love this, but who else gonna like me? You know what I'm saying? Who I'm gonna kick it to or kick it with if I'm like this? Or people say it's weird. Or no, you know, weird is different is good. If you're not the same in this world, baby, please call me, because I am nothing of this world, okay? Like, yeah. So, I don't know. I answered a few questions out of three, some of my own, but that's just me.
Oh, no. Hey, pop your shit, queen. Like, hey. Like, right now, matter of fact, why are we popping our shit?
Check runners.
It's a new segment I thought of right before I walked in here. Mm-hmm. It's called You Got Me Fucked Up Award.
Okay, and the context of that award is,
if anybody ever had you fucked up for some shit that just people just always assume about you, what is something you want to get them award, they got you fucked up award for, and tell them to just don't stop coming with that whatever the fuck they was talking about?
Okay, so one thing I think people have always thought and just kind of boxed me into is just like this sexual being, like this just sexual prayer, like I'm so sexual, like even now still, like, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like I'm more of a mentally stimulating person, like that, all of that, like that's natural. Okay, like, okay, of course, like we can't know it in the bedroom, like I'm not even worried about that, like I said, I'm celibate right now, so I'm not even thinking about that,
right?
But it's just like y'all really got me effed up thinking I'm just a sexual being. Like, no, I love people who don't, like, even, like, I'm not gonna say we can't consider that, because of course I have to be able to reach, like, okay, cool, like you have to be some type of attracted to the eye, but I don't know, like, I'm just so different, like, so really all y'all got me fucked up, because, like, because, like, I really relate to nobody, like, I always feel like I'm so deep, or I'm too deep, and it's really, y'all not deep enough.
What about
y'all really too surface level, like, y'all really just black, for real, like, so, I don't know. I don't want to say y'all got me fucked up, but y'all know y'all got me fucked up. But I don't really even give a fuck about the people that do got me fucked up, because I'm so in my lane, I ain't even focused on, you know.
The
past, friends, exes, like.
Oh, nah, we definitely not tripping on no. Oh, come on, man. Y'all see him, man. Like, what we doing?
Check. Moving forward, never backwards.
Right, you threw them things on. Like, hey, I'm here now. Cut the check. What we doing? Like, we ain't even tripping out the past.
We not. Like, I really hope and wish y'all the best.
Now, do you want to tell the people a little bit more about your story? Hold up, Jessica. Big salute to the YouTube viewers, the Spotify listeners, the Apple Podcast listeners, Google Podcast listeners, and the Anchor listeners, man. And without y'all, wouldn't be no us, man. Big salute then. All right, so the people don't know, but I came across you on TikTok.
Okay.
And I was like, oh man, who it is? You went viral. Mm-hmm. And I seen, like, the first thing I noticed about you was your confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's your superpower, Miss Jessica?
Y'all,
I'm going to
just keep it 3 steps with you. Even sometimes, if I don't even feel as confident as I may look, I still show up as the being I desire to be. You know what I mean? So it really is like my superpower. It's like it's my superpower, but I'm still working on it too. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just look like I'm just so confident because every day I wake up and I tell myself, even if you're uncomfortable in this situation, we gonna move as though we are comfortable until we get comfortable type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like I try to align my desires and my wants with my everyday activity so that it flows, like I said, naturally through me. It becomes me. And so I guess it could be my superpower, or maybe just like I always say, my mentality to make whatever, like, I want mine, you know? So right. Yeah, like, I don't know, like,
Do you care to share with the people about your journey with your wheelchair?
With my wheelchair, okay. So, June 15, 2018, I got in a car accident. I have not always been in a wheelchair. I was 22 years old at the time, coming home. Oh no, I was actually home from college for the summer. My elbow's ashy, y'all. Don't talk about me. But I was home from college for the summer, whatever the case may be. And I was kicking it with a guy friend at the time. And in the particular guy friend that I was kicking it with, I feel like we had always wanted to talk, like, but we never was in that space that we could. Like, he always either had something going on, or I always either had something going on. So, like, this particular summer, like, everything kind of just aligned for at least those few weeks, at least, or whatever the case may be. So, boom, kicking it with the guy friend. We on our way to the outlet to get our dad some gifts. And I was like, okay, boom, we finna go to Uptown. I pull up to Uptown. He was like, why you at Uptown? So, Uptown is, like, our smaller, more secluded outlet in the Dallas Metroplex. Okay. So I guess when we got there, he was like, I don't really want to be here. I want to go to the bigger outlet or whatever, which was like 30 minutes down the road in Grand Prairie. So I was like, okay, whatever. I'm with him. He with me. We kicking it. You know what I'm saying? When you with y'all, little whatever. You don't really just care what you're doing. As long as y'all doing it together, it's cool. So boom, we head up 1382 to the outlet to get our dad some gifts because it's Father's Day. And it happened so quick. Like, I'm chilling. Like, I'm driving. I'm not speeding. He's asleep. And as I'm driving, I see the car finna approach me, right? But it's like one of those situations where oncoming traffic is coming from the opposite side. They come in 60, 70, 80 miles per hour. And it's really just nowhere for me to go. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, they're coming. He's my passenger. I'm driving. So, I swerve. I hit oncoming traffic. And now I'm spinning out of control. So as I'm spinning out of control, I'm trying to like get him up. Like, I'm calling his name. It's like it's going crazy. Like, I'm so awake. Like, I'm so in tune with everything that's going on. So it's scary as fuck because it's like, God damn, like, I'm in a horror movie type shit.
Right.
So I'm trying to wake him up. He ended up getting ejected from the car. We get hit by a red truck. He's now under the red truck. I'm sitting outside on high pavement. It's like 2 p.m., a hot day, beautiful day. I'm holding myself off the ground like this, right? Because I couldn't let myself go or whatever the case may be. Like, anytime that I was trying to, like, let myself go to, like, relax my arms and just sit, it felt as though, like, I was getting, like, constantly ran over. Like, so I had to, like, hold myself up. I'm screaming, telling people, like, check on him. He's under the car, unconscious at this point, they tell me. And I'm realizing I can't move my legs. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just now registering. Like, okay, hold on. Like, I can't move my legs, but okay, but it's a lot going on still. So, you know, I'm not too worried, but I know I'm paralyzed. Like, I just know. Like, I didn't really know much about paralysis at the time, but I knew that word, and I knew that, you know, you can't walk, you can't move. Like, you know, I knew that much, and so I steadied. And I was just like, man, shoot me, man. I can't. Like, I'm going crazy at this point. My wig had done fell off. Like, hey, it's the whole movie out here. So they update me about my passenger. The ambulance gets here. It's, I don't know how many minutes later it is. They come rush over to me or whatever. They put him on the truck. They come. They looking at my bag. They inspecting me or whatever the case may be. And all I hear is like I'm hearing just like a whole bunch of like, ooh, like they calling more people over, and I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? I'm hearing this in the back, but I'm not asking no questions. I'm just sitting there, just, you know, I'm in pain, like excruciating pain. And anybody knows me, I have a very low tolerance to pain. So again, they all back there. So it's like four or five of them at this point. And I'm just, you know, I'm thick, you know, I'm 190 pounds, but it don't take all that. Like, just put me on the stretcher in the back of the car. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, they all back there. And they like, they handling me like super careful. Like, they like, don't turn her this way. Don't do her this way. Like, and I'm guessing all that had to matter for something. And so when I realized like my spine had dislocated and it was in my rib cage. And so I guess, I don't know what they were trying to keep intact, but if I wouldn't have had surgery within that 4 or 5 hour span, you know, life could have been looking a whole lot different for me. So they put me on the stretcher. They cut all my clothes off. I guess they give me something to seduce me. And like I always say, in the instance, my entire life, like, changed. Mm.
Check runners.
And what make that so powerful, that just go to show you that you had, God got a purpose for you, so you, because you still here.
Yeah, I am. Alive and well.
And now you
better than ever.
And you shining. Hey,
yes, better than ever.
Like, I see that glow on you. How do you think your mindset has changed
before the accident until now, what do you, what's something that you appreciate more now mentally that you just overlooked before?
Honestly, I've always had like this type of mindset, or this ability to have this type of mindset, right? So it's like I just never had the courage to act in it. I would purposely not act in it. You know what I'm saying? Because it was so different and it was so unlike the people that I was surrounded by, right? Because I'm at PV at this time. I'm a 21-year-old fine little something. Like, I mean, hey, stacked in every right place. And it's just like I'm in a I'm out from my parents. And I'm meeting people that, you know, are doing more than me and, you know, introducing me to a faster life. And I'm accessible to it because I'm, you know, I don't have that parental guidance or whatever the case may be. So it's just like when you're, like I always say, when you're so consumed in the world, it's easy to fall victim to it because it's so inviting. Like the devil not going to show up as the devil. You know what I'm saying? He going to show up as your right hand, goddamn, making you think it's something that it's not. So it's just like I always had the mentality, but like I said, I was just, and not to say that my friends are amazing, like literally my friends are amazing, so I'm not even talking about them, but I'm just saying, just being in the world, like, and like just being so consumed of people flying me out, you know, just being able to get to fast money and, you know, take advantage of niggas and just do all these things in which I wasn't proud of. But it was so easy. Like, it was so easy. And it was just the other way of living was work. You know, it meant I was going to have to be by myself. It meant I was going to have to be okay with guys sitting me down and not having friends or whatever the case may be. And really just getting into the word and being, you know, in my purpose and staying in my purpose and saying no to certain events and crowds and spaces and places. And so at that age, and at that time, I didn't understand the importance of being different, of being true to me, of being able to, you know what I'm saying, just flow naturally as the person God created me to be. And it's not really showcased much. It's not really praised much to be like a God-fearing woman, you know, and still be able to be you. You know, it's not just this one look. It's not just this churchy look, you know, that people envision a God-fearing woman to be. So, like I said, just being in the spaces and places that I was then, it was hard to be this person because it would have meant a lot of lonely nights, a lot of time by myself. But in the midst, I learned that being by yourself is not always so lonely when you love you, you know? When you truly love who you are, when you truly appreciate the fact that God has evolved you to this place to where you can be by yourself and not feel lonely, is you're not gonna gamble with going back or being reverted. You know what I'm saying? Like going and doing something that could potentially take you back or uproot old habits. Like you're not gonna play at all because you're so stingy. I'm so stingy with me because Jessica can pop out at any time. I'm still me. Like, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, God, we were born into sin. So at the end of the day, hey, I can naturally react the way that I could naturally react. But mentally, I take my time to register things and try to see other perspectives and, you know, try to come from a place of understanding because God understands me like that. He gives me chances. So I try to give grace like that to others. And it's way different than just one, you know, one thing. It's very multidimensional. And I'm bringing something to the world this coming May that will kind of be able to showcase my light in a bigger way so that we can all feel this way. We can all be this way. And we can all just function in a world that's loving and giving. And it's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be the way that God intended. And it's going to be so much more natural and easier, and you're not going to feel as though you have to change yourself or work hard as hard, you know, to get a man or to get a job because he put you here for a reason. So ultimately, he wants you to mother you know, he wants you to be of that purpose. He wants you to be that person. He wants you to live in abundance. But he has to be able to trust you with your gift to know that you're not going to do the thing in which you're not supposed to do with it, you know? Because at the end of the day, we're all here to give and to help each other. And if we were all to just do that, it would be so much easier. But everybody in competition, and for what? What are you getting out of that? Nothing, because nobody is fulfilled. Everybody is just doing whatever and going home and looking at themselves and killing themselves. The richest people commit suicide because it's not about the money. It's about, at the end of the day, do I love me? Am I surrounded with the people that actually love me and embrace the true and natural person being that I am? You know? So I'm going to teach the world how to be happy, how to be a wholesome, how to be a God-fearing man, woman. I'm bringing counseling services. I'm graduating in 3 weeks, May the 7th, 2022, obviously this year. And I'll be getting my psychology degree. So therefore, I have a more educational background and perspectives and mindsets and different ideologies from my own. And yeah, I'm just ready to bring us all together, you know?
Hey, that's so dope, man. And I ain't gonna lie, I'm so proud of you. Like,
thank you.
It's like that kind of happiness that you presenting right now to the world. It's like the world didn't give it to you. So guess what? The world can't take it away, baby.
And that's period. People out here, the crazy thing. Somebody was telling me a story, and I guess a girl, my guy friend was telling me a story, right? And a girl, like, she had seen some DMs between me and him, right? Mm. And y'all, when I tell y'all, I have very genuine friends. My friends, guy friends, girlfriends, they love me. So I'm always either giving them their flowers, they're always giving me my flowers, or whatever the case may be. Like, I'm always just expressing my love and appreciation and gratefulness and just everything for them, right? So boom, have this very genuine guy friend. We've been friends for over 10 years. Used to date back in high school, so it's nothing, very platonic situation now. But I guess the girl that he was dating at the time had went through our DMs and saw that we were saying that we loved each other, whatever, because we genuinely do love each other, but not romantically, you know, as a friend. But she was, I guess when she was talking, like, she was just like, why would you be talking to a crippled girl? Like, and it's just so crazy because it's like, oh, here's stuff now. And like, the old me would be so triggered because I wasn't comfortable in myself. Like, and things I would react to, just, you know what I'm saying? Because it did affect me, or I was insecure about certain things. But just long story short, just hearing it today, it really made me laugh. And it really just made me just understand how secure I am within myself. And it really just made me want to pray for her, you know, like, genuinely. Like, it's sad that you would even, like, you and I always talk good about the girl, never knew her, but right. I'm always a person that I don't throw salt on people's game. Like, you know, people love me for me, so I don't even never have to talk out of you can have done some foul shit to me and I'll still tell the motherfucker, like, hey, you know, When we did have our time, it was cool. Like, I don't never really just harp over the bad. So it was just crazy that, you know, somebody that didn't even know me, you know, could be just talking just so reckless. And it was just like, but it was just an eye-opening moment, like I said, for me, because I'm just so far removed from the world and what people think and what people say. Like, hey, I live on my own, sweetheart. I drive my own car, not a van, baby. I have a Charger, very nice car. I work on my own. I pay my own bills. So being crippled, being paralyzed, being in a wheelchair, that ain't stopped shit at all. You know what I'm saying? It really has elevated me and elevated my mentality, and it's really opened doors that probably I wouldn't have opened. You know what I'm saying? If I'm being honest, when I was in my other life. So just thought that was a funny story from a funny individual.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna give that person you got me fucked up award.
Hey, okay. But we're gonna pray for you because
we're gonna pray for you, but get the hell on. get on, go on now. We love you now. Go on out the door now. Yeah, damn, why you still?
Right, and then we just gonna leave it. Yeah.
Why you still here? This shit get kind of uncomfortable now, right?
Yeah.
Check, check.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's great.
So you, it was so dope when you told me you was a teacher, man. Like, how is that teacher life? Like, is like
the teacher life is. Hey, if you are a teacher out there, you know these kids, these new age kids, they are so different. They're definitely smarter than we were, but they're so much more advanced because they have the opportunity to be, they're just, you know, exposed to so much more. So my kids, they're literally like my babies. Like, literally my kids call me mama. They love me. I shower them with love. I tell them they're beautiful. They can be anything in the world. My boys know. They take care of me. I take, like, my kids are literally like my kids. Like, if that was my purpose, I would love it, because they literally just give you so much love, and it's just so genuine, and they just really just fill your heart with purpose, because it's like, you know, that you're pouring into. And then I work in like the hood or whatever, so my kids, they come from a background that's not so privileged, so I always am, you know, just trying to make sure that I can't feel no voice, but in any way that I can, I try to, you know, shine my light and feel my voice, because they're my babies, they're my hearts. And yeah, they're going to run me crazy tomorrow, but they're going to push me everywhere. They ain't going to let nobody mess with me. Like, they're going to ask me the craziest questions, but they so real, they so honest, and they just really, they're amazing. So, yeah.
What they call you?
They call me mama. Literally, I'm like, I tell them, I'm like, how would y'all mamas feel if y'all ever
call me mama? I'm like, okay, whatever. So,
oh,
I
tell
man.
Them, I love them. I hug them. Yeah, my kids are my babies.
Man, you got kids right here kicking their mom out.
No, for real. No, for real. And my boys, I be having to, like, because they are real protective over me, like, for real. They will show out behind me. Like, for real, second grade teacher, so they at that age where, you know, they had little crushes or whatever.
Yeah, they exactly, yeah. They badass.
Yeah, they crazy, they crazy.
Oh man, so tell me more. I know you mentioned earlier about your brand you were building.
Yes. Okay. So boom, I have a few business babies that I'm birthing come May. Like I was saying, God Girl University. So that's my nonprofit that I'm bringing to the world. And that's just going to be, like I said, just kind of like, okay, so God Girl University. Think of it like a university with a curriculum, but a more spiritual-based curriculum, to where you kind of, like, things you need to know before doing life, before making decisions, before, you know what I'm saying, actually going out here and being of the world or being in the world. Because it's like, so many times we make decisions and all that based on a person that we were, or, you know, a space that we were in or a season that we were in, and it's like, that ain't really what I want to do, that ain't really, you know, what I like, or that ain't really who I am, and or whatever the case may be. So it's like really getting into that quiet space and getting around people who are more spiritually based and make decisions from a more spiritual based standpoint. That's kind of what God Girl University is going to be. So, like I said, think of it like a 12-month long college curriculum, spiritually based something. And y'all come, we pour into each other. I pour into you. I have women from all walks of life, different ages and stages, pouring into you about just different things. You finding your calling. You finding your purpose. You just, you know, falling in love with you again, figuring out who you even are, you know, just everything that brings you back to your origin. God, obviously, based. So if that is not your believer, then this God Girl University would not be for you. But yeah, I'm the God Girl guru. Obviously, I don't know everything. So like I said, I have spiritual counselors and teachers that I mentee under, or whatever the case may be. And so I'm just ready to now, like, kind of just bring that to the world, because it's really gonna make the world a better place. Like, I was thinking so small a year ago, and like, I was just like, okay, it'll be just like a little circle, like just a women's circle. But no, it's gonna be God Girl University. Like, y'all gonna probably be driving down 20 or 65 or 635 or whatever your highway is and see my billboard in my school, and us, like, really just getting out here and changing the world, like, for real, like, not on no play shit. Like, I'm really finna be a pioneer to this shit. Like, I'm cussing, I really don't need to be cussing because I don't want to even, like, do all that right now. But, like, I'm so serious and I'm so passionate about what I'm finna bring to the table. And I'm just, like, I'm just so hoping that people are ready for new, ready for fresh, ready to go back to their origin and really just get out of this world and stop trying to conform to it, because you're bigger than it. The world is small, it's key-minded, it's little, it's just, it's nothing, it's not, nah. Mm-mm. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
You dropping some gems, because you had me ready to go sign up.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm doing that. I'm really, like, I'm a camera girl, so I'm really, like, trying to, I want to do, like, some brand deals and get out here and start maybe modeling, doing some fashion, get me in some movies and some TV shows and some, I don't know. I got a lot to offer to the world. I'm very multidimensional woman. Everybody always say, what you want to do? And it's just like, girl, what ain't I going to do? Like, what am I not going to do?
Right.
Like, excuse my improper English, very articulate, so don't do me. But yeah, like, it's so much that I want to do. I'm a writer. I have a blog. Go follow my Instagram, simply underscore, simply Jessie, SimplyJessiII. Instagram. And my Instagram, my link of my blog is in my Instagram. It's called The Unveil. And pretty much it's just everything revealing me, just all experiences that led me up to this point. I feel like I drop a lot of gems there as well. Everything that I write and say is necessary. I don't really just speak to just speak. I'm not an entertainer. You know, I'm a very purposeful, driven woman. So, yeah, please go check my blog out. I'm going to be a number one bestseller here soon. I want to write books. I want to travel the world. I want to do public speaking. I want to mentor younger girls. Like, it's so much that I have to do. I'm so necessary in the world, and I just... I'm ready to work. I'm ready to work. So, y'all, hit me up. Email me. Let's work. Let's get to it. I love just genuineness, good energy, God-fearing women, God-fearing men. Yeah. Let's get to it.
Check. What's the thing right now you feel like that's your driving force for your motivation?
My driving force? Honestly, just seeing my driving force is really me. Like, I wake up every day so effortlessly happy, and I'm surrounded by so many people that are not, and it's just like the sauce is free, y'all. God gave y'all to play, just run your route, like, you know what I'm saying? So that's really my driving force. Like, I just want everybody around me to feel this, like, you know what I'm saying? To be able to wake up and just be happy and full of life and just motivation, and not because you looked at a podcast or not because you looked at somebody speak or, you know, a motivational speaker, but just because God gave you breath, and in that, you know, it's so much you got to do that he put in you. It's like you feel so of purpose. You feel so needed. You feel so necessary. When you have so much, like, security about yourself, when you feel like, bruh, I have so much to offer. Like, it's going to be very hard to play with people that don't offer you nothing, or with situations or spaces and things that don't offer you nothing. Because it's like, bruh, I have real shit to offer. Like, nigga, you come over here, nigga. Like, hey, it's going to be a whole different world. Like, you going to be like, bro, where are we? Like, who are you? What is this? Like, I ain't never felt like, hey, anybody that has been, I mean, I'm not even trying to brag, because it, like I said, it's not me. It's the God in me. And that I can't give myself the credit. I will never give myself the credit, because Jessica, hey, she crazy. She a clown. She be the crashed out, okay? But, you know, the God in me, hey, it won't allow me to crash out. I came too far, I did too much, seen too much, I ain't trying to do that. And I'm trying to deliver y'all. I'm trying to help deliver y'all. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, show y'all something different. So, yeah, like, I don't even know what you asked me, because I just get so caught up. Like, people probably think I study all night, or You know what I'm saying? I do the most. Like, bro, I don't do nothing. All I do is listen and abide. You know what I'm saying? And everything else in between, he does, because he, this is what he desires for me. When you use your gift for the purpose that he intended, you're going to be blessed infinitely, because you're doing as what he told you to do. You're of service to him. And I'm pretty sure whatever your purpose is, a lot of other people attach to you when, you know what I'm saying? So it's not just about you. So it's like when he blesses you with that purpose, it's not just so you can go and buy your mama this $1 million house. You know what I'm saying? And that comes with it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be able to do that, but it's just the fact that you're understanding that your life is not your own, and that even if it's not your desires, being obedient to him, he will reward you in ways. No, like, no hard work, no due diligence, no late night studying, no professor degree, no goddamn doctor's degree, no, baby, you can go to school 30 years, and if God say, I want this motherfucker that was sitting over here to get it today, hey, they gonna get that shit before you, because he said he want, that's for them. You know what I'm saying? Stay in your lane, stay in your, you know what I'm saying, run your route, run your play, and it's gonna be up, like, it's gonna be easy, like, and it may not always be what you want, but this is what I do. At 11:11, when everybody else is praying about, you know, all these desires and these wants, I'm asking God, put the desires of your heart into mine. What is it that you want of me? Put that in me so that it flows naturally to me, because I'm not a fake motherfucker. I can only serve it to you real. So it's like, at the end of the day, I can't talk about something and not be about it. Right. So I have to ask God, like, okay, this for you. Like, all right, you're not right here. Like, you're not next door to me. Like, I can't talk to you. So you're going to have to, like, I'm asking him, I'm talking to him, like, that's the homie. And, you know, obviously in a respectful manner and understanding that, you know, God is not just your friend, but you can talk to him as one. You can talk to him as your father. And I don't know, like, just really understanding that if you just run your play, I just cannot say that enough. Like, stop looking over to Billy and Susie's lawn trying to be what they supposed to be. You not understanding, like, how is she can't even really do her like that. That's what God wanted her to do. I don't know, maybe when people in her church, she talking shit that's opening up doors and people's ears to other things. I don't know, but that ain't your business. You know what I'm saying? It's only one you. Everybody say they one on one, but yet everybody looking like, I ain't gonna even say, because y'all already know what everybody looking like. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, run your play, be different, be authentic, be yourself, stay true to you. You know you love you. You at home being crazy and silly by yourself because you feeling like, oh, dang, oh, I can't be this person in front of nobody. No, man, hey, show up as you and let the people that love you be attracted to that. And the people that are not attracted to that, then they're not supposed to be in your circle. Why would you want to attract people that ain't even you acting at something and you mad about people that's around you, but you acting like them? But it's like, just be you, baby. It's so much easier. It's like telling a lie your whole life. You know, unpack that. Let me help you unpack that. Follow me, email me. I have services, literally. I do counseling services. I'm a psychologist in the making. I'm not going to probably go get my doctorate because I don't feel like God is telling me I have to do that. I feel like I already have it already, you know what I'm saying, in here. And I'm ready to get out and hit the ground running, literally running, wheelchair running. I said it, so yeah.
Hey man, you popping your shit on here.
Oh. Hey, and I'm not even doing y'all. I was sleep before this, like, this, yeah, is natural.
And we weren't even supposed to record today. This was like, I just called you. We were talking shit, and I was like, hey, I was like, man, they're gonna knock this shit out, man.
Right, we just popping out, like, literally not. I'm cooking fries in the background. Like, I ain't even supposed to be on here doing this, but you know, I always say I'm not the owner of my life. I project things. I like to, you know, I have a calendar full of projections. But at the end of the day, if God tell me nope, not today, I don't give a fuck how much money is being offered. I'm gonna walk away from the table because he got something bigger. He's strategically successful in everything he does. So I'm just gonna go with. I'm gonna rock with him.
Hey. Check runners. Hey, that's dope, man. I'm so happy for you, man. So you got the Guru School coming out.
God Girls University.
That was one God thing. Did you say the second thing? The second B? I thought you said like three of them.
So God Girl University is gonna be like my more inclusive Like, you know, we all just, you know, in the nitty gritty of in personable, like all that. Gaga Guru is going to be like more of just me and like my services, my counseling services, more of a individual personable experience just with me and you. And then I'm trying to see, do I want to say the last one? I'm gonna hold the last one because you know you can't give it all. You can't always tell your left hand with your right hand. But those are the two most important ones. Like I said, God Girl University and God Girl Guru. So if you want to be a part, if you in a space where you just like, I kind of want to, hey, come join. Like it's really for any and everybody that is just really ready for better, for new, to get out of this world, to get into the Word, and like do it in a way that's not. It's not one way, you know. Everybody has their own platform in which they serve the Lord. You know what I'm saying? So you got a million pastors, but how many? You know, they do it their own ways. You know, you got Pastor Jace. He an actor. He go big time with it, and you got your small town. You know, so it's like I'm kind of more like I always used to like get on myself like if I want to talk about God, like, I got to do it in a way that's just like, you know, so picture perfect and just. But I don't, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we have our foundational principles and values that we have to align ourselves with, of course. But you can still be yourself. You can still be sexy. You can still be, you know what I'm saying? Like, all those things. But just doing it in a way that's just, I don't know. Like, I don't know, y'all. Y'all going to see. Once y'all come and join, you'll see. You'll see. So, just stay on the lookout. Like I said, May is the projection. And it's up for all of us
because
I want all of us to win.
Oh man, and you definitely like you got the brain to pull that off too. Now I mean, because you very smart.
Yeah, thank you.
Like you damn near probably like on some valedictorian shit. What your GPA was?
Hey,
in high school?
And like I tell y'all, don't catch me in the classroom because you could probably run me in circles. But outside in my arena. Hey, can't nobody do it like me, period. So I just stay in my lane, like I just told y'all, stay in your lane.
So is there anybody you want to give a big salute to, shout out to while we on the air?
And I got so many people to do that too, but like if I really just want to start and go foundational, obviously mama and my daddy. Hey, OGs, y'all know. Y'all, like, they so on go for me. Like, it's crazy. Like, my daddy, he gonna come through here. He gonna change some trash cans. He gonna, you know what I'm saying? He gonna do the whole nine. Like, this. He definitely making it harder for the next, if you understand what I mean.
Right.
But, yeah, so definitely them two. OG, God, of course. And, My friends, they know who they are. I don't even have to individually say their name because, hey, you locked in with me, you know exactly who you are. So, definitely them. And then, more importantly, the people at Baylor Rehabilitation Center, man, hey, they taught me a whole new way of life, literally. Like, I went in there not understanding nothing about paralysis, not understanding how I was going to do this, shower, use the bathroom. I mean, and they taught me all that within a six-week span. I was able to leave there, go back to school at Preview A&M 6 months later. Like I said, I was in my rec June 15, 2018. I went back to Preview A&M University June 6, 2019. I was driving by December the 3rd, 2018. And I had my own whip by January goddamn 31st, 2019. Like, I was on some whole nother, like, it had became a competition. So those ladies, Ashley, Jessica, Ashley assistant, I can't even remember his name. It was a few, Lindsay, like all of them, like, hey, my heart literally goes out to y'all. Like y'all were monumental in this person and me becoming this person. I it was so many nights in the hospital where I cried, like, and probably nobody ever felt it because anytime everybody came around, I was always in good spirits, like, for the most part. And so it's just like don't know. They really just, like, being the person that I am, like, just knowing how to be independent, that was everything for me. So, yeah. Mm. Oh, and then my papa.
Who that is? Your granddaddy?
My papa, yeah, man. My papa actually passed April 11, 2017. So right about a year before my accident, my papa, he transitioned. And hey, he was a hell of a man, y'all. So I take him wherever with me, always. So it would be remiss not to invite him on this journey, and even, you know, not say anything in regards to my heart. And then Wendy, my one of my closest friends that just passed, got shot in his home not too long ago. And man, like, those two men, they were just some good men, some just real men, traditional men, family protecting men. Literally, I know he went out protecting somebody, you know? So it's just like, yeah.
Check runners. Hey, I don't know if you just got a good ass memory, but that shit, you did them shout out so good, it damn near sound like you had them rolled down like in the tuck.
Man, because I've been wanting to say them forever. Like, I've been saying, like, man, if I could just, I'm a writer, so I've already written letters to them. They ain't got them, but I've written them to them years ago. Like, it's in my notes. I write letters to people, and whether or not I deliver it to you, like, you know, I always, you know, I'm always talking to myself or whatever the case may be. People just don't always be ready for what I got to say. But yeah, I literally been wanting to say that for a long time, and I am gonna find him, because I swear to God, like, they just really, like, saved my life, because that was so monumental for me. Like, I'm a very independent person. I had to be able to go back to school. I had to be able to drive. I had to be able to live on my own. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't get that same experience after they become paralyzed or whatever. They go home not knowing how to transfer, not knowing how to do anything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I do it all. Everything. Club. I can't even go down the leash. Like, everything you do, I do. You know what I'm saying? If I want to. So it's just like, I love y'all, period.
Hey,
and I'm grateful.
Check. Hey, I just appreciate you for just coming on here and, you know, and showing the world, like, how much of a vibe you are, man. You know what I'm saying? Because when I seen you, I was like, hey, man, she got a little sparky spark over there. You were shining. I was drawn to the light. I was like, man, I got to get her on the show, man. I gotta get
him. He's crazy. He said I was drawn to the light.
Yeah, you know how they be talking about to stay away from the light. I don't try to walk toward. What happening?
But yeah, okay. That's all I'm trying to do is be of light, be of service, be of just anything that could be of help to another. Hey, y'all can lean on me a little bit.
Hey, man. And you said some inspirational things too, like, oh, hey, you inspired me, you know what I mean? So it's like, I'm more than certain somebody will get value from everything you just said in this episode. I'm almost certain of that. You know?
Well, I pray so. I hope so. Right, if at least one person, at least one. If I can touch at least one person, that's more than enough for me.
Yeah, there you go. And then, like, and that's all it takes is that one, then that one turning three turning six, and so on and so forth. Yeah. So what you got going on this weekend? I know you was, we on camera. I ain't gonna say what you said you were gonna do this weekend. I ain't gonna put you. I ain't gonna put your business out.
This weekend, well, I mean, I am supposed to be in Atlanta this weekend. And I do think that I am, because when we got off the phone, I did tie that up. So I think I am gonna go ahead and come to Atlanta this weekend. So, yeah, I'm gonna do a quick little in and out there. I'm gonna come back here and get back to it. Gotta go to work bright and early Monday morning.
Yo, back to the money, baby.
Hey, yeah, for real. Like, hey, if anybody knows how I can monetize my TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, please let me know, because I have too many followers and too many likes and comments to not be making some type of money.
Better go to YouTube University.
Oh, yeah, and YouTube. I'm going to start my YouTube, too. I want to start a podcast. Me and my homegirl thinking about going into a podcast together, looking at a little... getting a little suite or a space or something. So I don't know, it's so many things, y'all. So that's what I'm saying, y'all gotta follow me to keep up, because I probably left so much out.
I'm quite sure you did, because it just hard as hell to squeeze. You can only squeeze so much in an hour, you know what I'm saying? And then you don't want to make the motherfucker 4-5 hours, then ain't nobody right. Gonna really like, hey, this shit too long.
Right.
I mean, yeah. It's like that fucking yeah. Batman movie I saw a couple weeks ago. That shit about 8 hours long.
And Superman, I fell asleep in. So it's just like, don't take me to no more 2-3 hour movies. Like, the Django was the only movie that was 2+ hours that I stayed on. And that was so, like, crazy. Yeah, you can't fall asleep on Django.
Nah, you not going to sleep on Django. Cause by the time you... So I was like...
But yeah, y'all. So, yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode and hope y'all had as much fun listening as I enjoyed making it, man. You know what I'm saying? Miss Jessica Thomas, I'm going to tell you right now, Queen, you a millionaire. You know what I mean? True. You the biggest really? Influencer. Everything you touch will be blessed, and all the energy that will come around you will just sit in your heart and grow into nothing but joy.
Mm-hmm. I receive it. I really do.
And that's all you right there. You can get it. I ain't even charging for that one, man. I'm yeah. So immature. I just cannot end it serious at all.
Right? It's crazy, though. But I love the vibes. I love the energy. I love the genius. So I was like, yeah, I got to hop on here and do my thing real quick.
Oh, yeah. I'm a country nigga. It's like, that's my superpower. I got to be myself.
Yes, and I embraced it. So yeah. I enjoy myself today for sure.
Like, you can invite me to, like, a family get-together, and I've been kicked with your family, be talking to them folks like I've been knowing
that. Hey, nah, for real, because this is our first time talking today, and we definitely was kicking and talking like we had been did this, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna lie, I pretty much get that a lot, you know, so I'm very personable, so it's not easy for me to vibe with somebody that's genuine, you know, and all that good stuff, so.
Yeah. Check. And that's real. Hey, is there anything else you want to kill these folk with before we end this show?
No. I think all that needed to be said today was said. So, you know, just like I said, stay on the lookout. This is only the beginning for me, for us, because this is not just about me. This is about, you know, embracing everybody and bringing everybody along. And just, you know, like I said, just showing everybody how to love themselves and be themselves and just embrace that. And, I don't think I have anything else to add.
Oh, man. Check runners. Those eyes said it all for you. Nah.
check. Y'all crazy. Everybody always gives me something on my eyes. I don't have no lashes or nothing on, y'all. So I'm really just raw with it today. But it's all good because.
Hey, yo, we did this episode for your fan base too, man, because I'm quite sure they've been curious about you.
Man, they so curious, and if y'all, that's what I'm saying, y'all gotta follow my TikTok, because I go live on TikTok a lot, and we just be vibing out, they be kicking it with me, they be asking me all type of questions, I be letting them in on my personal life, like, I don't mind putting it out there, like, I'm not really offended by a lot of questions. I know a lot of people that are in the similar situations than mine, because I can't honestly say I don't know nobody else like me. So, and that's not, I can't apologize for it, you know. But anyways.
Respect for you.
So, I don't even know what I was saying. What was I saying? I just had a brain fart, y'all.
Hey, I'm just letting you get your shit off. I'm like,
he's a lost his thought, y'all. He don't know what.
Hey, I do this shit. Like, I can, man. Yeah, like,
I don't know, but just stay tuned. That's all I can say.
Yeah, man. Hey, y'all go follow the homie. Y'all better stop playing. She doing big things. She going places. Hey, we about to be up out this bitch, man. But guess what? Always remember, when you do what you do, do it like you're doing it for TV. And we go. Yeah, bitch. Yeah. Check runners.